I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus, and this is the latest in our series of interviews with Workday and its customers in South Africa, grouped under the theme of changemakers. Now, my guests in the, my guests joining me remotely today are Neil Graby. Neil is with Supergroup, where he is Human Resources Information Systems Manager, and Neil is joined by Kiv Moodley, MD of Workday South Africa. Neil, Kiv, welcome to the show, and thanks for making the time.
Thank you, Duncan.
Thanks, Duncan.
All right, so Neil, Supergroup, tell me a little about the company. I believe you're involved in digital gaming. What does that entail exactly? What do you guys do?
Digital gaming, yes, that's our company, that's our buzz, that's what we do. We are one of the world's leading global digital gaming companies, involved in sports betting and traditional casino operations, and just delighting our customers overall. We're probably known by our flagship brand, which is called Betway.
Oh, yes, of course. I've heard of Betway. All right. So you are HRIS manager at Supergroup. Tell me about your day-to-day job. What does it entail?
My day-to-day job is keeping stakeholders happy, but chiefly something about myself. This year, I'm celebrating my silver anniversary in the tech industry. I'm really old. I'm 50. I've been working for 25 years in this world. And finally ended up in Workday about 6 or 7 years ago, and very happy to be here. I've always been in a sort of HRIS space or ERP space. I've been privileged to work on lots of amazing technologies. And now for my sins, I'm in Workday, and which I'm very happy about. Getting back to your question, Duncan, on what's the average day as an HRIS manager in the Supergroup, and probably an HRIS manager anyway, is keeping my stakeholders happy, keeping my system up and running and delivering value for the organization.
Tell me a bit about your background, Neil. Where were you before you joined Supergroup? What's your career history?
My career history, lots is 25 years, Duncan, so I'm not going to go into all of it, right? But I started off as an analyst at SAP. And then working for SAP customers, this was 25 years ago, became a business analyst, project manager, program manager, working chiefly in SAP and SuccessFactors. And about 12 or 13 years ago, I made the decision to migrate to the cloud. Fortunately, the company I was working for is a company called Estelle, which is now Heineken. I just got a cryptic message from my manager, said, Neil, we need a talent management system ASAP, and it needs to be in the cloud. And back then, no one knew what the cloud was about. We went through, you know, the normal RFP, finding vendors, etc., and we landed with SuccessFactors. And I will be very happy to say that I am relieved not to be in the on-premise world anymore. It's a very different world. Okay. Like you have a 24/7 job, you know, sitting on calls at 3 a.m. in the morning if some server busts up somewhere. So I'm very happy to be in the cloud. I've been with the Supergroup for about 7 going on 8 years. Joined as just after the Workday go live. And then Workday was basically, the implementation was, yeah, you can log on and you can go look at your picture that we have for you and maybe your address. And my imperative from my manager then was, Neil, we just went live. You got to make this work. And 7 years down the line, we use almost every app. We use the system. It's delivering awesome value via data, metrics, etc. to our employees, managers, and executives to make proper strategic decisions for the future of our organization.
Kiv, let me bring you in here. As you know, this is a series of interviews we're doing here on Tech Central with Workday, grouped under the Changemakers theme. And I must say, I do encourage our viewers and listeners to go back and listen to some of the other interviews we've done in this series. You'll find them all on Tech Central. All you have to do is search for Workday and you'll find them. But Kiv, for those who are new to Workday, maybe just give me the elevator pitch again of who Workday is and its focus, as well as its presence in South Africa, how long it's been in this market and what its focus areas are.
Thank you, Duncan. So Workday is a 19-year-old cloud-based company that manages two things pretty well. One is finances and the other one is people. So a lot of companies globally and locally use us either for our human capital platform, finance, or both. Workday has been in South Africa since 2018. So we're 6 years in the country, and we're really privileged and honored to have so many global companies and local companies using us as well. You know, I think where Neil's based at, from a supergroup perspective, if you think about how dynamic that industry is and making sure that you have people motivated, having the right skills, the right talent, I think it's an awesome story as well that we have a company in South Africa that's globally driving so much of change. And when it comes to digital technologies and the fact that we actually have the skill. So I love the fact that when Neil tells his story on how they're able to use Workday and leverage their people in terms of extrapolating that potential and building great solutions that's available globally.
Okay. And Workday in South Africa, how long have you been in this market? Are there particular industries that you focus on?
So, yeah, we've been in the, we entered South Africa in 2018. So we've been in South Africa for just over 6 years. We have now just under 600 global companies that use Workday as well. In terms of industries, we are pretty much available across different industries, financial services, professional services, high-tech industries, healthcare, retail, manufacturing as well.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned, this podcast series is grouped under the theme of change makers. In that context, can you maybe expand a little bit for us, Kiv, on your vision and strategy as Workday, both globally and in South Africa, and how that changes ties in rather with the change makers theme?
So it's we see change makers as individuals within organizations that are really creating change and high impact. I was really intrigued by Neil, and Neil doesn't know this, but in my past life at SAP, we also crossed paths when he worked for a different organization. And Neil recently spoke. Yes, I'm not. we're doing this live. And Neil recently spoke at our Workday Elevate conference in Cape Town. And he spoke about his journey, and he spoke about his ability to leverage our technology. And honestly, Duncan, I sat back and I had goosebumps because I love the fact when we hear from our customers directly on how our technology is enabling them to create change, managing people's careers, allowing people to grow. And when I heard Neil, I was like, wow, this guy is a change maker in what he's doing. And he's got so much of experience, and I was able to learn from him. And actually told my entire team, make sure that you're in Neil's session. So we see individuals like Neil as being a change maker in our country in terms of what they bring to the table, his expertise, his industry guidance and advice as well. So really delighted that we actually have him on the platform today.
Great stuff. Well, Neil, no pressure. tell us maybe then, Neil, a little bit about your top priorities in your role at Supergroup and how those tie in with technology and the role of tech, or rather the role that tech can play in supporting and growing your business.
I'd like to pick up, before I go to the priorities, on what Kiv said, is global. Global is so important. Our organization operates in 17 countries and territories all over the world. This is where we have people. This is not our market, our market span. We've got more than 3,000 employees. We run 41 companies or legal entities on Workday. They all belong to the supergroup. And delivering that value on a global basis is so important. It's critical to take off whatever blinkers you have and think of the bigger picture always, not only in terms of geo. We need to think about the whole world, but you need to think about a bit further than this thing, your nose. And that's what I always tell my team. Is think about the downstream effects of what we're doing. One small piece of configuration in Workday, one small app. Yes, you might be fulfilling a stakeholder requirement, but think about what the downstream of it is going to be. For me, priorities, two micro, three macro, right? So for me, personally, authenticity is uber important. I don't have a work personality and a home personality. I only have one personality. And why that authenticity is so important in my journey, professional and personal, is anybody can spot a fake a mile away, right? And authenticity builds trust, right? And once people trust you, they'll go to war for you. And that's been critical in the success of the systems I've worked on and success in teaming. So authenticity, all important. What is also critical for me is, as an HR leader, the concept of talent management, keeping my team engaged, keeping them delivering excellent products and services, but also keeping them well-balanced. We are in a world of uber stress, uber pressure. Everybody wants a piece of you. And one lovely thing, if I can scope a little story, is we're a fast-moving industry, lots of pressure, lots of deliverables. And what we found was employees weren't taking leave. And we implemented like a leave forfeiture concept, right, where use it or lose it. So people can accumulate like 100 days leave and just work, work, work. But you're not necessarily getting the best out of those people. You need to force balance sometimes. And I'm going off on vacation in 24 days due to my leave forfeiture. And that's a small way of ensuring balance, even via system, via something like a leave policy or an absence plan in Workday is... you need to take this leave. It's important for your well-being and your balance, and we want you refreshed and energetic for whatever lies ahead. The other, the more macro priorities for me is what's become really important now is accuracy of what we are doing. So we were a startup. We very proudly listed on the New York Stock Exchange about 2 years ago. So transforming from a startup to a New York listed entity is no small feat, right, in terms of policy, structure, governance, etc. And what's become really critical in our journey is data. Data, data, data. So in my previous iterations of my life, I was a program manager leading implementations. And, you know, when you work for a consulting house or you work for somebody delivering as an implementation partner, you know, you run your project, you make sure that your functionality is working properly, and you don't really care about the data. The data is somebody else's problem. As an HRIS manager for the supergroup, data is my problem, and ensuring the accuracy of that data is critical because, and I'm not going to say that old boring adage that everybody knows, but our executive is relying on very advanced dashboarding that we've built for them. And if the data input's wrong, they're going to make the wrong strategic decision. So data, data, data. What else? What's really important, and it goes to the first one that I mentioned as well, is reliability and trust. So if I say something's going to happen, it must happen. And that for me is probably what a change maker is. I don't do a lot of words. I don't do a lot of stories. I don't do a lot of marketing. When I come into an organization, I need to make a real difference. Because you get caught out very quickly if you don't make a real difference, right? You can talk for 4 years and then someone's going to say, but where's the delivery? You've been talking for 4 years. Where is this thing? So make it happen. Right? If I say something, if I promise my upline or my exec or whoever that something is going to happen, I need to make it happen. It engenders trust and it engenders confidence. Probably the last thing that I want to say there is, and this is probably going to touch on many people in my position and many Workday professionals, is timeliness of delivery. There are lots of things on the go. All over the world, everywhere, we work on, because we're New York Stock Exchange listed, we've got a very strict SOX governance control. And, you know, managing priorities of incoming requests is always difficult. I'm the kind of person that I like to keep everybody happy, but sometimes some hard choices need to be made. What is the ROI on this app? Why do we need to get it implemented ASAP? What's the story around it? And sometimes it is a bit cutthroat setting that priority, but you need to do it so that you can get to the most important things and deliver them. And that's my five.
Great. Well, Neil, you mentioned at the beginning of the conversation that you're a convert to cloud computing. How important, maybe just expand on that a little bit, and how you guys use cloud services internally and how it's made your job easier.
Oh, that's a tough one. If I contrast it with my previous life, right, running on-premise systems or being responsible for on-premise systems, what's in the cloud is just a lot sleeker, a lot easier to work with. You don't need to know four development languages. It is condensed in a way that somebody that's working on a functional basis can do really powerful things in Workday without knowing Python, without knowing C++, whatever. And this is a giveaway. I don't even know what the latest programming languages are because I don't need to think about them anymore. And I think it just takes a load of, for a lot of tech professionals to know that your cloud provider has it sorted. You're paying a large amount of money for them to look after database redundancies, database structures, architecture that is usually top of mind for tech professionals. And I wouldn't want to go back to the old world.
Right, right. Well, Kiv, Neil's kindly set out his priorities there. Do you see with your other customers and prospective customers similar sets of priorities, or is Supergroup a unique case?
No, we definitely do. I think what I like about what Neil and the team are doing definitely at Supergroup is just they're very intentional about harnessing the skills of their team and unlocking that true potential. So that was quite unique for me, just understanding the use case in terms of Supergroup. But there's lots of other similarities as well. I think, with Workday, I run our entire business from the Workday environment within Workday platform for our entire team in South Africa. I'm able to make decisions in real time, coming back to what Neil spoke about, on the fly, on my phone, whether it comes to headcount planning, hiring the team, recruiting more people, understanding the skill set, looking at the growth, and also getting very deep dive into finances, approving expenses from the team, and making decisions purely based on understanding our budget and how we plan to forecast as well. So I think that there's definitely, so much of, I would say, advantages of going to the cloud on very with different providers. We have our own unique capabilities as well. A lot of it's based on scenario planning, doing what-if analysis. So knowing that if your company had to grow, what would the impact be on people, on cost, on expenditure, in terms of skills required as well.
Okay. Now, I think, Neil, you mentioned that you've been using a Supergroup and using Workday Solutions. Was it 7 years, you said?
Well, I joined. I think our six and a half year anniversary is around the corner.
Right. Okay. So, but that must make you one of the longer users of Workday in the South African context. How have you found working with the company? What's your relationship like with Workday?
Fantastic, actually. Well, from my side, it's good. I'm supported by two fantastic customer success people in Ankia and Baptiste who have supported us in such amazing ways. My experience is extremely positive, especially because our customer success counterparts, or at least my customer success counterparts at Workday, and I'm going to give them a special shout out to Ankia and Baps, are just amazing. They are always available for me, and they always come with some out-the-box, wonderful solution for almost everything I throw at them.
That's interesting. It's good to hear, Kiv, because I think too often in the world these days, especially in the software as a service world, people punch in their company credit card number, buy the software, and they're kind of left to their own devices. How important is actually working closely with your clients and supporting them to you and to Workday?
It's so critical to our success. I think again, what makes us fundamentally different, and I just, again, love hearing these stories from Neil, is we're very intentional, again, when we work with our customers on their projects. It's really not just about the day that we sign them up as a customer. That's not the day that makes us happy. The day that makes us happy is the day they go live. And where the customer success team comes is post that, ensuring that our customers receive tangible business value from our platform and ensuring that we have a long-term relationship. So commercially, regardless of cloud vendors that most companies work with, you have a yearly contract or a 3 or 5 year contract. We want long-term relationships. So what's crucial for us is making sure that our customers receive value over the short term, but more importantly, over the long term as well.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good time for me to ask you, Neil, then what value your organization and people have derived from the investment you've made in Workday?
Value. So I want to bring it sort of back to culture, Duncan. So the way I see culture, and it's linked to the value that Workday has delivered for us, is lots of different organizations have different cultures, right? Lots of organizations, non-professionals have different cultures. I want to almost distill that to the culture of modern workforce. So first point there, I can do this myself. Workday delivers really good leading edge employee self-service functions, right? Employees can do what they need to do themselves. Secondly, I can consume what I need to consume when I need to consume it. Right. Workday has a ton of tools, and I will use learning as the example here. So we've got learning is an app in Workday. It's a learning management system. We deliver, manage, and control all learning in the single platform, whether it is a leadership development program, whether it's compliance training, whether it's change management 101, it all lives in one platform. And learners can consume it when they need to. So sort of a just-in-time concept, right? If I think back to my university days, and I wish university was just-in-time, so much things I learned was absolutely useless, right? But now, if an employee needs to learn something on the fly, they need to do a function, they need to do X, Y, Z, they can pick up their mobile phone, log on to Workday, access their learning course, learn what they need to learn, just what they need to learn, not an overload of information, not superfluous information, not unnecessary information, just what I need to learn to do this task, and then do the task. So it's really twofold. I can do this myself, I can control it myself, and I can consume what I need to consume when I want to consume it. Consistency is so important when you're delivering an HRI system to employees. We have global business processes for all our companies, right? So the way you recruit in South Africa is the same as in Guernsey, same in Spain, same in France, same in Germany, same wherever we operate. And Workday makes that real with global business processes. The trick there is the enforcement of the process, and that's always where the rubber hits the road, right? Simplification. We've been on a journey of constant simplification where often Workday offers a lot, right? You can go crazy in configuration. But what do you actually need? Because the crazier you go in configuration, there's more things to maintain. And in a world where time is really short, deliver what is required. We like to give more, right? But sometimes you just need to give what's required. Let the consumer consume that and ask if they need any more. If you deliver like the Titanic ship, you know what? They're only going to consume this much of it, and you built this ship for nothing. It's probably going to sink soon if it hits an iceberg. So just deliver what you need to deliver. What's become absolutely critical in our world, and I'm desperately looking for a peachy consultant, is integration. So Workday through, and this is not a small feat, right? It's taken us a long time to achieve it. Workday is the only source of the truth for people. I don't care what is in any other system. If it's not in Workday, it's not real. Right? We learned something on our SOX journey with our auditors. If it's not documented, it didn't happen. So if something is not on Workday, I'm so sorry. It didn't happen. It's not real. Get it onto Workday, and then you can talk to me. But Workday has become the only source of the truth for people. And many of our downstream systems rely on information that we have in Workday, right? And that comes back to data, right? Wrong data, wrong decisions, you have a mess. So that's why data is just uber important in our lives. Now, I know nobody really likes data, excepting data architects, but I've grown to love it. Workday has been critical in our journey for SOX compliancy as well, which is really important as we are listed on the NYSE. And it makes SOX a dream.
What is SOX? Sorry, I've heard the term before. Is it something to do with compliance with the SEC?
Yes. So it stands for Sarbanes-Oxley. It's a governance framework in the US.
Okay.
That says, you need 4 approvals for this, you need to do a cartwheel for that. So we need to be compliant in all of those things.
Okay. So, Neil, a last question for you. How do you see Workday facilitating Supergroup strategy going forward and helping you become even more efficient than you are already?
We're sweating this asset for all it's worth, right? Because we need to get some, and we're sweating like me and my team for all we're worth, because we need to get really good benefits out of this. I would say, as a whole, it wouldn't hurt if it was a bit cheaper, but I'm sure all customers are saying that. We need a South African payroll solution, Kev. And I think even closer collaboration with customers. So Workday is already really good with that. I've called out our customer support people, but I think an even closer relationship would sometimes be valuable, where, and I know Workday has got literally thousands, tens of thousands of customers. I'm sure Kev knows what that number is exactly. But come closer to us. Understand what our imperatives are. The worst thing a customer wants to be perceived as a cookie-cutter model of, oh, this is a mid-range customer. They're going to need X, Y, and Z. And no matter what they say, we're going to give them X, Y, and Z. Come closer to us. Mm-hmm. Understand what our strategy is. Understand what makes us tick. And that will just make the relationship, it's good now, but it would make it even better.
Kev, it sounds like Supergroup is looking for the Workday to fulfill the role of trusted advisor. Any final thoughts from you around the strategic relationship between the two companies?
No, look, I think again, it's amazing to have a customer like Supergroup within the Workday portfolio. To Neil's point as well, 75% of our client base globally is deemed as medium enterprise. It has 3,500 employees and below. So the one thing that we're continuously doing, especially in South Africa, is looking at our go-to-market, is understanding the voice of our customers. So we have so many different forums and user groups that do exist. And I love the concept of Kaizen philosophies. I think we're good at many things, but there's so much of improvement we all can make in terms of the South African market and landscape. So we're always learning from our customers and thinking about how do we improve, how do we better our partnership and strengthen our relationships, but more importantly, adding more value. And I think as we look at unique problems that we have in South Africa, we're continuously working with our customers to think about how can we solve some of these challenges by leveraging the platform and technology that we have there.
Kev Moodley is MD, Workday South Africa, and Neil Graby is Human Resources Information Systems Manager at Supergroup. Thank you so much for sharing your insights today with the Tech Central audience. It's very much appreciated. Thank you.
My
pleasure.